Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Beitza Daf Chaf Aleph, Beitza 21. And today's Daf Yomi, we're going to go to the bottom of Chaf Aleph on the Beis, and the Gemara there on the Mishnah on the bottom of 21b, the Gemara is going to say three things that Rabbi Gamliel was strict about in accordance with the position of Beis Shammai and against the position of Beis Hillel. So it says our Mishnah, but Shlosha Dvarim, with respect to three matters that relate to the laws of Yontif specifically, because we know that Tosfos points out that with respect to Shabbos, we find other laws that Rabbi Gamliel was strict in accordance with Beis Shammai and against Beis Hillel. But with respect to Yontif, there are three laws that Rabbi Gamliel machmir kedivrei Beis Shammai. Rabbi Gamliel is strict in accordance with the position of Beis Shammai, and he does not follow the position of Beis Hillel, is more lenient. These are the three laws. Number one, Ein tomdin es hachamin lechatchila biyom tov, that we are not allowed to be tomein, to wrap the food in a way that caused it to gain heat, to insulate the food in a way that it gets hotter and hotter, lechatchila, meaning to say if the main hatman, if the main wrapping is on in order to eat it on Shabbos, we're not allowed to wrap it on Yom Tov that comes on a Friday so that it will remain hot and gain heat in order to eat it on Shabbos. However, commentaries point out, but on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, that starts on that's not Yontif, you're allowed to wrap a pot by something in a manner that does not add heat, that just retains the heat. So that would be okay, but you're not allowed to wrap something in a manner that increases the heat. And the concern, as the Gemara in Shabbos discusses, is because you might come to stir the coals. And so therefore, that is only on Erev Shabbos, but on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wrap it in anything at all that will maintain the heat. So this you're not allowed to do on Yontif for the purpose of Shabbos. And number two is, Ein zokfin es haminorah b'yom tov. If there was a lamp that fell down on Yontif, and you're not allowed to stand it up on Yontif. And the Gemara's Rashi points out, at first glance, the Gemara assumes that we're talking about a regular lamp that was made of metal, that if it fell on the ground, you're not allowed to raise it up. And number three is, Ein ofen pitin gritzin ela rakikin. You're not allowed to bake on Yom Tov very thick loaves of bread, because there is the assumption is that this is a lot of extra work, but you're allowed to according to Rashi, that's the assumption, but you're allowed to bake very thin loaves of breads. And the Gemara is going to discuss all three reasons, and the reason for Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So about this, Rabbi Gamliel brings a very interesting thing. Rabbi Gamliel says, Mi amein shel Beis Abba, from the time of my father, because his father and his father's father were princes. And so he came from the long line of the Nisim. And he said, from the days of my father, lo hayu ofen pitin gritzin ela rakikin. We never baked the thick loaves of bread, only the thin loaves. And so we see from here, he's saying that the law was like Beis Shammai, that you know how to bake the thick loaves of bread on Yontif. So Amru lo, so the sages said to him, no, that's not a proof. Ma nasa la Beis Avich, what kind of proof is this for your father's home? Shayu machmirin al atzman, because they were strict for themselves, who makilin l'kol Yisrael, and they were lenient for all the rest of Israel. Leos ofen pitin gritzin vichararin, meaning to say that they were strict for themselves, that they didn't bake thick loaves of bread. But for the rest of Israel, they were very lenient, and they said that they could bake thick loaves and even hot coals, meaning to say those loaves of bread that they baked right on the actual coals, and that would be much harder because you need to make a big fire so that you need to make it very hot so that the coals don't get extinguished on account of the dough that was upon them. And so for this reason, that's why it was technically speaking permitted to bake it on Yontif. The Gemara assumes that what are we talking about? Gemara says, Hey Chidami, Ida Anach Erev Tavshuin, if you put an Erev Tavshuin, then why wouldn't you be allowed to wrap it in the Hatmana? Why wouldn't you be allowed to insulate it so it gains heat? My time of Beis Shammai. What's the reason why Beis Shammai doesn't allow it? Ida Lo Anach Erev Tavshuin. And if you didn't make this Erev Tavshuin, which allows you to prepare from Yontif to Shabbos, then my time in the Beis Hillel. So what's the reasoning why Beis Hillel allows it. So says Rav Huna, Olam Eimar Lach. Really, I'll say to you, Shelo Imiach Erev Tavshilin. You didn't allow this Erev Tavshilin, which allows you to prepare from Yontif to Shabbos. However, Kedei Chayav Sharua Rabbanim. The rabbis still allowed you to do, even if you didn't make it an Erev Tavshilin, rabbis allowed you to do the minimum for the purpose of at least having enough food to eat on Shabbos. This idea that Rabbi Gamliel's family was strict upon themselves and lenient for the rest of Israel, this is a concept that we see that some poskim are very strict upon themselves and very lenient for everybody else. But in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tesvav, we learned that Shammai says, Aseh Torah Schach Keva, you should make your Torah fixed. And the Bar Tanura explains, that means you shouldn't be strict upon yourself and lenient for others, or strict on others and lenient for yourself. That you should have one Torah that's fixed for everybody. And the Tosfos Yondev points out that the position of Shammai is not like the fathers of Rabbi Gamliel, who were very careful that for themselves, they said, okay, for ourselves we could be strict, but for everybody else we could be lenient. But it's a complicated position, because if you do that, people are going to see what you're doing, and then you're going to end up, your stringency is going to end up being accepted by everybody else also, by your students. So therefore, the Bar Tanura says that was not Shammai's position.